Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, Sky 5 over some big backups on the Beltline. I'll tell you about the crash that led to this and how to get around these delays.
Plus, a man is shot this morning in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you what one neighbor describes what they heard when it all happened.
And it's going to be a hot one. Our heat index at 98 today. After today, it moves into the triple digits. I'll show you when we could see a heat advisory.
Plus, a call for a resignation for the leadership of Nash County Social Services. The new developments in a WRAL investigation into the deaths of two children.
Also, the search for a missing Moore County woman is expanding. Latest clues to her disappearance and the search area that continues to widen. A lot going on here on a Tuesday morning. So glad you're making us part of your day. It's 8 o'clock right now. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we have a lot to get to weather-wise, traffic-wise. We're going to start with Elizabeth. Felt kind of nice this morning, but it's kind of heat up. She has more on what we're looking at right now. A beautiful look over Raleigh. I mean, not a cloud in the sky.
It's gorgeous out there. Temperatures are just starting to climb, and so is the dew point. And it was fairly pleasant. You know, just a couple of hours ago, temperatures were in the low 70s, and our dew point was in the upper 60s. And now we just jumped to 77, and our dew point is now at 73. So it's starting to, you know, starting to see that heat and humidity turning up. We do look at 74 in Rocky Mount, a 78 in Fayetteville, 73 in South Hill, 77 in Southern Pine. So here we are in the 8 o'clock hour, and those temperatures are starting to climb. In the mid-90s, that's where we'll be for a high this afternoon, but it'll feel more like 98 to 99. Beginning tomorrow, we move into the triple digits and eventually above 105, which would potentially give us a heat advisory. I'll show you when to expect that and how long the big heat sticks around. Coming up, Brian.
All right, it is 8:02 right now. Sky 5 over the scene of this crash on 440 westbound between Wake Forest Road and Six Forks Road. Everything's over on the right shoulder now, and we have all lanes open, but there's a bit of a mess out here with some drywall, big sheets of drywall that they were clearing up a little earlier. And a reminder, where you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, you do need to move over at least one lane. Well, the big story now are the big backups, which begin around the New Bern Avenue interchange through Brentwood Capital. That is Wake Forest Road there at the bottom of the screen. You can see the backups there from Sky 5, 1,500 feet over the ground. You can look all the way back into the east side of Raleigh, and you can see those heavy delays. That's Yonkers Road and New Bern Avenue. Right now, we are seeing a little bit of improvement on the latest sensor readings, a 31-minute delay now. That's down from an hour-long backup just a little while ago, so traffic is flowing again through that area, and we're starting to see those delays easing a little bit. Still, you want to avoid 440 westbound if you can, from 87 all the way out toward Wake Forest Road. Try to pick it up from Six Forks Road if you can. That'll put you on the other side of those delays. Also, because of the backups on 440 westbound, we are seeing some heavy ramp delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Those backups begin around Buffalo Road and extend all the way down toward 440. We are also getting reports of a crash on Capitol Boulevard right around New Hope Road, Millbrook Road. That's leading to some pretty big delays there, especially on that northbound side of Capitol Boulevard, leaving the Lewisburg Road interchange. A lot going on out there on the roads, and a reminder, if you're getting into the car here in the next few minutes, you can continue listening to this newscast on the radio, 99.3 FM in Raleigh. We'll have another traffic update coming up in about 10 minutes.
We also have breaking news out of Durham this morning. Law enforcement officers are on the scene of a shooting on Summer Storm Lane. WRAL's Michael Grace is there in the breaking news tracker. Michael, what do we know so far?
Yeah, we know so far one man has been shot. We're still working to find out his condition. But I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. You can see crime tape all around one of these homes here on Summer Storm Drive, even a couple of evidence markers right there in the backyard. I also had a chance to speak with a neighbor who lives in the area. He says just before 6 a.m., he was waking up for work, he heard 3 to 4 gunshots. But again, we're still working with police to get an update on the condition of that man who was shot and ask them if they have any leads at a potential shooter at this time. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And Nash County Commissioner is calling for the leadership of the county social services staff to resign after a WRAL investigation into the deaths of two children. Many in our community know the tragedy of Crystal Lane, whose grandmother is charged in her February death. Nash County Social Services was aware of potential abuse in the 8-year-old's home, and despite a recommendation by the Nash County Sheriff's Office and warnings from her school, Nash DSS did not remove the girl. Now, after months of investigation, WREL has learned of a similar tragedy, the death of a one-year-old, Chase Hilliard. Chase died in 2020, allegedly after falling from a bed. A former Nash DSS social worker tells WREL that multiple agency social workers, including supervisors, warned upper management that the mother was not mentally fit to take care of the boy. His mother is now charged with second-degree murder. Nash County Commissioner Gwen Wilkins says the county's DSS director, deputy director, and program administrator need to step down.
I say the buck stops with the Board of Commissioners. No one on that board can tell me that we don't have the power to make a change.
In a statement, Nash DSS said it couldn't release any information about the Hilliard case without violating general statute, and the state said charges are ongoing at Nash DSS.
This week, we will learn more about the nation's economic outlook and how it will affect all of our money. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains inflation might be slowing down, but we're still seeing rising prices for things like gas and groceries.
Gas prices are always a good indicator on where we stand with our economy. On average, the price of gas has increased by 13 cents a gallon here in Raleigh. We've got $3.41 a gallon at this Exxon on Atlantic Avenue. And right now, the average price of gas in North Carolina is $3.38. That's according to the new numbers AAA released just this morning. The gas prices will be a factor when the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today. NC State economist Mike Walden says he expects the Fed will issue another rate hike, but that would be the last one for the foreseeable future. He says even though inflation is cooling down, prices are still up.
I would tell people, drivers, not to panic. I don't think we're headed to $4 a gallon. In fact, I think for most of the rest of the year, we're probably going to be around, I'd say around $3.70, $3.75.
When the Fed meets today, they'll also consider the new consumer confidence survey that was released today. This shows how people feel about their finances and spending. And the Fed is expected to make a decision about those interest rates tomorrow. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
An urgent search continues this morning for a missing Moore County woman. Police in the Charlotte area are now asking for the public's help. Alicia Watts' family and friends say she hasn't been seen since last Sunday. We spoke with a friend who says Watts traveled to the Charlotte area with her new boyfriend, and they say the two were in her black Mercedes SUV. That vehicle was found. It was in Anson County, and there was no sign of Watts. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department is asking anyone who knows where Watts might be to call 911.
A thief targeted a family in Nash County that lost everything in last week's tornado. People in the community raised more than $1,000 to help them, and that money was stolen. Looking at the damage here, you can see the roof was blown off and very few walls were left standing. A car was also blown onto its side. But even after the family lost that money, the community support came back even stronger. In fact, a stranger all the way from Idaho says he saw the remains of the house and felt compelled to help.
I missed three exits, which I think was accidentally intentional because it was what got me on this road, which brought me to this house. And so instead of going to the church directly, I just turned, pulled in, said hi to the people that live here and said, I'm here, I'm available. What do you need?
While WREL crews were in the area on Monday, they saw several people stopping by to offer money and support.
Today, you can give your thoughts on the DOT's plan to rename NC-42 as part of a major road project. The DOT is working to build an interstate that will connect Raleigh with Morehead City. That future road will be named Interstate 42. But before the state puts up those I-42 signs, it has to untangle a little confusion. NC-42 already runs through that section of I-40 and the future I-42. So to avoid confusion, NCDOT wants to rename it NC-36.
If people are on the highway and need to call 911, we don't want there to be confusion about which highway they're on. Are you on Route 42 or Interstate 42 or NC-42? You know, we don't want there to be any delays for emergency response.
Or NC-36. I know it can get confusing. NC-50 from that intersection along future I-42. That's what would be NC-36. Then to Ranch Road and then back to US 70. Today's public meeting is from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Clayton Town Hall on East 2nd Street. It'll take up to a year to make any of these changes, so today is your chance to weigh in on it.
As temperatures get hotter, the use of energy needed to stay cool is going up. Coming up, I'll explain the rising demand to find relief from the heat. Plus, we'll hear from the son of a North Carolina man who has ties to the top secret mission behind Oppenheimer.
And all that heat that's been out west is going to start shifting eastward. We're going to feel the hottest temperatures this weekend. I'll show you where the heat index is headed.
A13 is the time right now as you take a live look from a great WRL Livecam Network, Beaufort. Good morning to you. Boats are waiting for us. Here we go. It's going to be a beautiful day to be on the water. As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. There won't be any escaping it, not even on the water, but it would feel good.
It will, yeah. Boy, that water temperature, especially out there, you know, on the ocean, definitely cooler than the temperature we're feeling over land. We check out all that sunshine there in Goldsboro, as well as Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and that sunshine there right outside our newsroom in Fayetteville. High pressure is in control of our weather. That brings sinking air. That keeps a lot of storms from developing. It won't completely eliminate them. It's possible that we could see one or two cells pop up today, especially near the Virginia line. We have what we call a trough of low pressure, which acts like a weak front sitting over us. And that can be a fairly permanent feature this time of year, which helps us to see afternoon storms. But that high pressure system with sinking air is going to bring us down to just about a 20% chance. We're looking at a strong flow coming off the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico right out of the tropics, and that's making our heat really climb. Our heat index for Friday likely to be 107, looking at 108 on Saturday and 105 on Sunday. So that's going to put us up in the heat advisory criteria, especially 105 and hotter. That's when we tend to see one of those issued from the National Weather Service. So over the weekend, you're going to need to be extra careful. Between now and then, we just have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms each day. Typically, those are widely scattered. Not everybody sees them, so there may be a good bit of watering going on. As a matter of fact, as I pulled up some of the cameras across our area this morning, there were a lot of places with their sprinklers out. Taking a look at the tropics, we have this new system that we're watching. It doesn't have a good chance for developing, only a 10% chance, and we look at the computer models, and they don't show much development there, but certainly it's in an interesting position. We'll continue to watch that since it's off the coast of the southeast. And then this one just really has struggled to develop. It's down to a 20% chance. Bumped up a little while later, but it's moved into another area where it's just not likely that that one is going to develop into a storm. Right now, coming off the coast of Africa, we have some waves of dust from the Saharan Desert, and that comes with dry air. And what storms need to develop is a lot of heat and humidity that comes off the surface of the ocean. So when we see this dust come through, the dry air associated with it usually keeps the storms from developing. So we may be in a quiet period for a bit. Our temperatures will be in the mid to upper 90s for the next 7 days. Right now, Saturday looks like the hottest day at 98. I mean, we're easily, you know, at 108, 109 for Saturday with the heat index. And of course, our chance for showers and thunderstorms is pretty minimal. We're going to walk through Wednesday through Sunday with that potential heat index coming up. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now. Sky 5 still over this crash on 440 westbound between Wake Forest Road and the Six Forks Road interchange. Looks like they have blocked that right lane again there. Most of this is on the right shoulder, but the right lane is blocked. They do have a tow truck on the scene. Hopefully this gets cleared up completely in pretty short order. The delays are definitely easing at this point, but we're still talking about some slow traffic on 440 westbound as the camera tilts up there toward the what would be the east there on 440 back toward Wake Forest Road and Capitol Boulevard. You can see the traffic backing up through there. Let's take a look at the sensor readings. Latest update now indicating a 13-minute delay from 87 through Capitol Boulevard out toward Wake Forest Road. Again, if you're trying to get to 440 westbound this morning, try to pick it up from Six Forks, get on the other side of all that. Look out for some heavy southbound delays on Capitol Boulevard from Buffalo Road through Trawick Road down toward the 440 interchange, just because that traffic is backing up as it tries to merge into the stalled traffic on 440 westbound. And we have a crash up on Capitol Boulevard at New Hope Road, creating some pretty big delays there. Backups on the northbound side of Capitol Boulevard, also on New Hope Road in that area, allow extra time. Report of a vehicle fire in the past few minutes on 540 westbound right around Falls of Neuse Road, and I'm tracking some delays on the south side of Raleigh with congestion on 40 westbound beginning around Rock Quarry Road extending all the way out toward Gorman Street, about an 8-minute backup overall.
All right, thanks, Brian. A band on tour across North Carolina had their trailer filled with $20,000 worth of equipment. It was stolen in Raleigh. The New York-based Kelly Baker Band played at Bowstring Pizza on Wake Forest Road last night. After their show, they stayed overnight at a nearby Hilton Hotel. Baker says their U-Haul trailer was stolen off the truck that it was hitched to. All the band's instruments were in that truck. After they discovered it was missing, Baker managed to track her iPad that was on the truck and found the trailer in a parking lot 15 minutes away. Oddly, you can see it was empty except for a random safe that was not theirs. Police say they are investigating and the band is desperately hoping they'll get their gear back.
When you steal a musician's instrument, okay, and this is not the first time this has happened to me, it's different than stealing somebody's purse. It's different than stealing somebody's laptop. It's almost a part of your soul and your identity, and you create with this, with your body. It's just such a different kind of personal thing, and it's almost a different kind of violation that it's just, you're stealing art. You're stealing things that make the world beautiful.
The stolen gear is about 90% of their total equipment, and performing is how they make a living. So Baker calls this theft catastrophic.
What perspective that is there. There is major relief for a lot of brides who are planning weddings. David's Bridal has found a buyer after filing for bankruptcy earlier this year. Five on Your Side told us in April that brides-to-be were worried because David's Bridal could close before they got their dress orders and alterations done. The company announced that Scion Investment Corporation purchased David's Bridal. They say 195 stores will stay open and David's will get a $20 million investment from Scion.
That's a big relief. David's Bridal has some really nice dresses. That's awesome. Well, officials in Pender County are seeing more abandoned horses as inflation rises. Animal control and rehab ranches say more people are walking away from their horses because they can't afford them. Senior horses are especially impacted. One reason, costs of food and medications for large animals have doubled and in some cases tripled since the pandemic.
We're no strangers to hot nights and sweltering temperatures during the day, and meteorologist Peter Sherwood joins us now to explain how the heat affects the demand for cooling down. Peter?
Jeff, scorching temperatures are leading to an increase in the demand for staying cool. The cooling demand is calculated by how much cooling is needed to maintain a comfortable temperature inside. Climate Central data shows the Triangle's yearly cooling degree day have increased about 40% since 1970. The cooling demand for households in the U.S. is set to increase by 71% by 2050. Increasing energy to stay cool can drive carbon emissions and intensify the urban heat island effect. Experts say one way to combat this positive feedback loop is to cut emissions by slowing down the warming rate by using renewable energy.
All right, thanks, PETA. Well, moviegoers are filling seats for Oppenheimer, the movie about the creation of the first atomic bomb. Mark Siegondeler is the son of deceased Dr. Louis Siegondeler, a nuclear physicist from NC State University. He was recruited for the secret Manhattan Project during World War II. He was also present to witness the Trinity test in New Mexico, which was the first nuclear explosion.
And he said he was holding the glass up over his eyes and looking the other way. And he said when it went off, he thought he saw the bones through his hands.
Wow, he says he believes that if the bomb had not stopped the war, he believes it would have led to the loss of millions of lives.
An Asheville runner survived an encounter with a mama bear protecting her cub. Bill Pallas says he was hitting the trails near his home a few times a week, and earlier this month, he had to run away to avoid being mauled to death. He encountered a bear cub while he was out running on a trail, and that's when he says he turned around and saw the mama bear. The cub took off up the hill, but the mama bear charged at him. Bill made it home, and his wife rushed him to the hospital. He had injuries to his face and arms, but he's made a full recovery.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So glad to see he's okay. Well, an 11-year-old from Utah is not just pitching for his neighborhood's baseball team. He's throwing pitches for major league teams. Cooper Murray was invited to throw the first pitch at a Chicago Cubs game. The Red Sox then also reached out to him to throw the first pitch at one of their games. And his goal is to throw for all 30 MLB teams. Murray's goal is to help kids with Down syndrome get adopted just like he did. Cooper was adopted in 2016. Now his family is on a mission.
The first way is Coop has a mission to be able to help 30 kids that have Down syndrome get adopted. So one for every MLB team. And so the way that we do that oftentimes is by raising funding. So one of the biggest challenges in adoption is the cost of adoption.
And with two down, he has 28 more teams to go and hopes his next pitch can be thrown for his favorite team, the Atlanta Braves. If you want to help Cooper accomplish his goal, you can learn more by going to rods.org. That's rods.org. That's awesome.
He is a superhero wearing that cape.
Yeah.
Investigators continue to dig for evidence at the home of a suspected serial killer on Long Island. What they are saying about the search so far at the home of suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still seeing some pretty heavy backups on 440 at Wake Forest Road. Brian Schrader has a look at what we're dealing with right now, Brian.
It's a crash on 440 westbound between Wake Forest Road and Six Forks Road. The good news is that things are slowly improving, but we still have some backups from the 87 interchange toward Capitol Boulevard and beyond. Let's take a look at the latest sensor update. According to the latest data that we're getting, we're measuring about an 18-minute delay overall, and you can see where the red begins right there around 87, extending out toward Capitol Boulevard. Seeing a little bit of a ramp delay also on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard because of some stalled traffic, and it looks like we may have a crash there, not too far from Brentwood Road. Best option to get around this right now is to use Six Forks Road to take 440 westbound. You're in good shape from there out toward Glenwood.
Blue sky out there. Take a look at a gorgeous start here in Chapel Hill. Our temperatures, once we hit 8 o'clock, has started to climb. So we're already seeing temperatures in the upper 70s across much of the region. Lots of sunshine today. There's a small chance of a thunderstorm in our northern counties this afternoon. But the heat's really our big story today. If you're thinking about exercising, you want to get to it as soon as you can, before lunchtime for sure. We climb into the mid-90s, but the heat index will be in the upper 90s through the afternoon. We're looking at even triple digits starting tomorrow through the weekend.
Today, the DOT wants to hear what the community thinks about a major project connecting Raleigh to Morehead City. It's bringing U.S. 70 up to interstate standards. The future road will be named Interstate 42. The public meeting is from 5 to 7 at the Clayton Town Hall on East 2nd Street. And next on Fox 50, it's heating up this week. Elizabeth will tell us how hot it will get. And up next on Today, the Rockettes perform live on the Plaza.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Raleigh. Still seeing some big delays on the Beltline. I'll show you how to get around this. And word of another crash in that area causing some big problems on Capitol Boulevard.
And the heat is our big weather story this week. Today, the heat index at 98. After that, it's into the triple digits. I'll show you when we can see a heat advisory.
Plus, call for the resignation of leadership of Nash County Social Services, new developments in a WRL investigation into the deaths of two children.
And today, you have the chance to weigh in on renaming a major road here across the Triangle. I'll explain exactly how you can share your input and more details on this major project.
It is 8:30 right now on your Tuesday morning. We're glad you're sharing some time with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, starting off pretty nice. It's going to heat up, but that's the story here in North Carolina. It's summertime. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner starting off, I mean, beautiful blue skies behind you, Elizabeth. I mean, from here it looks pretty because we're in the air conditioning.
Right, but there is nothing stopping that sunshine, that's for sure. 77 degrees currently in the Triangle. 73 is our dew point, so that's pretty high. It looks pretty, you know, if you're just looking out the window. right now, we're still looking at 68 in Roxborough, but mid to upper 70s elsewhere. 78 Fayetteville, 74 in Goldsboro, 77 right now in Southern Pines. Our hour-by-hour forecast brings us on up into the mid-90s around the middle of the afternoon, and as I showed you, it'll feel more like 98 with the heat index. Our heat index climbs into the triple digits starting tomorrow, and we could end up seeing the hottest weekend we've seen all year. I'll show you what that will feel like and what the dangers will be coming up, Brian.
8:32, busy morning on the roads. We had an earlier crash on 440 westbound between Wake Forest Road and Six Forks Road. It looks like most of it's over on the right shoulder, but you can see those heavy backups there. Taking a look at the latest sensor update, the data that we're getting is calculating a 15-minute delay right now from 87, technically around to Wade Avenue, but almost all of that delay is due to that crash. So between 87 out toward Wake Forest Road in that general area. If you can pick up 440 westbound from Six Forks Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. You'll see that the backups begin right there at 87. It looks like we're not seeing too much of a delay on 87 southbound, but we have been watching some delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard because of the delays on 440. A lot of that traffic got backed up on the ramp, and it looks like in that backup we have a crash out at Brentwood Road. Very heavy delays on southbound Capitol Boulevard beginning right around the Lewisburg Road merge area through Buffalo Road down toward the Trawick Road and Brentwood intersections. Allow plenty of extra time there. If you're going on down into the central part of Raleigh, you might consider using Atlantic Avenue as a good alternate route. We have a crash also a little farther to the north on Capitol Boulevard between New Hope and Spring Forest Road. Still seeing some pretty heavy delays there on that northbound side. Look out for backups on 540 westbound as well this morning, beginning before you get to Lewisburg Road, extending all the way out towards Six Forks Road.
Quite a mess out there. Thanks, Brian. Well, breaking news out of Durham. Law enforcement officers are at the scene of a shooting on Summer Storm Lane. WREL's Michael Grace was there with a breaking news tracker.
Yeah, well, what we know so far, one man has been shot. We're still working to find out more information about his condition. Take a look at this video from the WREL breaking news tracker. You can see crime tape all around this one home here on Summer Storm Drive. Had a chance to speak with one of the neighbors. He said he heard around 3 to 4 shots just before 6 a.m. You can also see a couple of evidence markers right there in the backyard. Police say they're still early in this investigation, but what we are trying to find out is the condition of that man and if they have any leads on a potential shooter. In Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
A Nash County commissioner is calling for the leadership of the county's social services staff to resign after a WREL investigation into the deaths of two children. Many in our community have heard of this tragedy of Crystal Lane. Her grandmother is charged in her February death. Nash County Social Services was aware of potential abuse in the 8-year-old's home, and despite a recommendation by Nash County Sheriff's Office and warnings from her school, Nash DSS did not remove that girl. Well, now, after months of investigation, WREL has learned of a similar tragedy, the death of 1-year-old Chase Hilliard. Hilliard died in 2020, allegedly after falling from a bed. A former Nash DSS social worker tells WREL several agency social workers, including supervisors, warned upper management that the mother was not mentally fit to take care of that boy. His mother is now charged with second-degree murder. Nash County Commissioner Gwen Wilkins says the county's DSS director, the deputy director, and the program administrator all need to step down.
Corrective action plan has been put in place. The state has approved the corrective action plan. But if you ask me, my opinion is the problem is still there. The three at the top need to go.
In a statement, Nash DSS said it couldn't release any information about the Hilliard case without violating general statute. And the state said changes are ongoing at Nash DSS.
This is a pivotal week for the U.S. economy and your finances. Part of that, the Federal Reserve could be announcing yet another interest rate hike. WREL's Kelsey Coffey explains the effort to slow down inflation as we're seeing prices rising at the pump again. Gas prices are always a good indicator on where we stand with our economy. On average, the price of gas has increased by 13 cents a gallon here in Raleigh. We've got $3.41 a gallon at this Exxon on Atlantic Avenue. And right now, the average price of gas in North Carolina is $3.38. That's according to the new numbers AAA released just this morning.
The gas prices will be a factor when the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today. They will also factor in the latest consumer confidence survey that will be released in a few hours. This shows how people across the country feel about their finances and spending. NC State economist Mike Walden says he expects the Fed will issue another rate hike.
I think this could be the final interest rate hike, which would be good news, obviously, for people who are looking to buy big ticket items like homes and vehicles.
Walden says, although we're seeing higher prices at the pump, drivers shouldn't panic. He says we shouldn't expect to go over $4 a gallon like how we were this time last year. He says here in the Triangle, we should peak at about $3.70 a gallon. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
An urgent search continues this morning for a missing Moore County woman. Police in the Charlotte area are now asking for the public's help. Alicia Watts' family and friends say she hasn't been seen since last Sunday. We spoke with a friend who says Watts traveled to the Charlotte area with a new boyfriend. They say the two were in her black Mercedes SUV, and that vehicle was found in Anson County with no sign of Watts anywhere. But the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department is asking now anyone who might know anything about where Watts is to call 911.
The man accused of stealing a truck and hitting a Cary police canine with it is due in court today. Police arrested Joshua Whittlesey yesterday in Burlington. He's accused of pulling a gun on the Cary car dealership employee and telling him to get out of the truck during a test drive on Friday. Police say that he sped through Durham, Raleigh, and Cary before officers cornered him. That's when police say he put the truck in gear and sped toward the officers, hitting canine officer Dakota. Cary police say Dakota has a long way to go toward recovery.
Rocky Mount City Council is pledging extra help to people whose homes were damaged by last week's tornado. City leaders met yesterday for the first time since the devastating tornado in Nash and Edgecombe counties. The city has several housing repair programs available, including utility assistance for those going through financial hardships. Councilman Tom Harris made a direct plea to Governor Roy Cooper about the need for financial support.
Governor Cooper will go back to Raleigh, get with his people. We need financial support to come. We have many inhabitants who didn't have proper insurance on their homes. We need financial help, and I'm hoping that we can get that from Raleigh.
Officials said household income guidelines would be lifted for most of those programs.
Avoiding a potential mess for drivers. Today, you can weigh in on a plan to give a few major roads new names. The DOT wants to know what you think could avoid confusion and save time on 911 calls. WRAL's Laura Levine has a look at the new project.
Well, as we know, our major highways and roads and interstates play a major role in our day-to-day lives, anything from going to work or school or whenever there's an emergency. So that's why today here at Cary Town Hall, the DOT is inviting the public to come out and share their opinion about this major project connecting Raleigh to Morehead City. Get a look at this map here. It's bringing U.S. 70 up to interstate standards, including the Clayton Bypass and the Goldsboro Bypass. Federal highway officials say that future road will be named Interstate 42. But before the state puts up those I-42 signs, it has to clarify some of that confusion. So let's break it down for you. NC-42 already runs through that section of I-40 and the future I-42. So the DOT wants to rename it NC-36. It would run from the NC-50 intersection along future I-42, then to Ranch Road back to US 70.
We're growing as a state. We're getting new interstates. We're building and improving highways. So that sometimes means there's some growing pains where we have to make some changes to the routing system. And it's going to be much better in the long run.
This project would take about a year to complete. That public meeting is taking place right here again at Clayton Town Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Clayton.
Well, believe it or not, football season is almost here. We'll have a preview of Carolina Panthers veterans and rookies as they get started with training camp tomorrow.
Plus, scary moments for people on the beach as sea lions begin to charge at them.
And you're taking a live look at Apex this morning. It's heating up today. Elizabeth Gardner will give us an update on the heat and the humidity that we are expecting. This is not Apex. This is Raleigh. We'll be right back. Welcome back. All right, we get to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner because we are in for some pretty hot weather this week. You have a beautiful look over Fayetteville this morning, Elizabeth.
It is pretty out there. Lots of sunshine. There's maybe a very small chance that we could see a few thunderstorms. Most of those would be up near the Virginia line. So most of us are not going to see any rain to help cool things off today or really for the rest of the work week. 77 is our temperature at RDU and our dew point is 73. So it's heating up quickly. 94 the high in Raleigh, 93 in Durham, and 94 in Fayetteville. Of course, with the heat index, it's going to feel like upper 90s in the Triangle and around 100 down in Fayetteville. We've been hearing stories for the last week or two about all the intense heat that's been around the western part of the country. That starts to slide eastward. What this map shows is how much warmer than normal temperatures are. And of course, we're looking at the yellows and the oranges, and that signifies above normal temperatures. The blue signifies below normal temperatures. There's no blue in sight really across the whole country. But we do see these temperatures warming up above normal, especially as we get into the weekend. We're not looking at the really deep reds because already our normal high temperature is 90 degrees, and we're going to see temperatures climbing into the upper 90s over the weekend. Our dew point way up there at 73. Now, it took a big jump in the last hour, so it just makes it feel even stickier. The light green, of course, shows where the humidity is, but the humidity really increases for us as we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Watch how those dark green shaded colors move in. That's even higher levels of humidity, and that will only make it feel more uncomfortable. So our heat index for today is 98. It's likely to climb to 101 tomorrow, then 104 on Thursday, 108 Friday, and 109 on Saturday. 105 is the threshold for heat advisory, so it's certainly possible that we would have a heat advisory starting Friday and continuing all through the weekend. We have a slightly better chance for thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, but there's just not much coming along that's going to help to cool things down. The Durham Bulls are back for a homestand, which starts today, and they're going to be there all the way through the weekend. Temperatures at game time at 6:30, around 90 degrees, but you know, as you get into the evening, it gets a little bit more comfortable. So if you can find a shady spot, you'll be fine. It doesn't look like we would have much of a chance of any of these games being canceled due to thunderstorms, so that's definitely a good thing. Above normal temperatures are likely to continue well into the 1st of August, at least according to the Climate Prediction Center. But this is a bit encouraging, I will say. Today, it's a little bit different. We're seeing some below normal temperatures to our north, and it's starting to sneak southward. So maybe as we get into the middle of August, we'll start to get a break. But certainly not happening in the next 7 days. Our highs will be in the mid to upper 90s, looking at 98 on Saturday as the hottest day this week.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The search for evidence at the home of a suspected serial killer on Long Island may wrap up today. Investigators say the 11 days they've spent searching Rex Huerman's home have been fruitful. That search has included an excavator and ground-penetrating radar. Huerman is accused of killing three women in what's known as the Gilgo Beach murders. He's also a suspect in a fourth killing. Authorities deny any specific tip led them to dig, but their search is thorough.
Still an active crime scene. I will say that we will go into every single crevice to make sure that there's not something that we missed.
Authorities have not said if they believe any kind of victims were killed at Huerman's house.
FedEx pilots have rejected a labor deal that included a 30% pay increase. 57% of the FedEx pilots who belong to the Airline Pilots Association voted against the proposed contract. That contract was reached in May, and it was endorsed by union leadership. The union says it'll go back to the bargaining table and rework the deal.
Exciting news from the World Aquatics Championship in Japan. Team USA winning the silver and bronze in the women's 100-meter backstroke. Reagan Smith for the silver and Catherine Burkhoff for the bronze. So Catherine is a senior at NC State. She is using an extra season of eligibility to return to the NC State squad this school year. She's won all kinds of accolades, including being named All-American at the 2023 NCAA Championships. She's not the only member of the Wolfpack competing in the World Swim Championships. There's also current swimmer Ross Dant, along with NC State alum Ryan Held and Justin Ress, competing in Japan right now. That's very exciting. Thanks, Renee. Football season is almost here. The Carolina Panthers will get their training camp started tomorrow in South Carolina. WREL's Chris Lee is in Spartanburg, where the rookies arrived over the weekend, and the veterans will get there today.
Carolina Panthers edge rusher Brian Burns recently appeared on a podcast, and he had a hot take. This is what he said. The Panthers will win the NFC South. Now, that is a tall task, but it is attainable, and it all starts right here at training camp in Spartanburg, South Carolina at Wofford College. Burns and the rest of the veterans report this morning. Rookies like Panthers quarterback Bryce Young all reported over the weekend. How will Young look in practice? Will the Panthers bring any free agents in to fill the holes in on their roster? Those are some of the many questions we hope to answer for you. I'll be down here for the next 3 days covering the team and bringing the latest on TV and online at WRALSportsFan.com. Chris Lee, WRAL Sports, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And we have you covered all week from Charlotte for the ACC kickoff. Live reports from Casey, Hintz, Pat Welter, and Brian Murphy start today.
Scary moments for some people on the beach in La Jolla, California. A massive sea lion charged right at them. That thing was barking the whole way. Tourists were trying to get up close to the sea lion and her pups when she charged. Jafet Estrada is a local business owner who swims in that cove every day. He shot the video as he was getting out of water.
And I look to my left and I see a big sea lion just come out of the water and start charging. And that's when it turns into chaos and everyone's screaming and running around.
Lifeguards in that area are warning people to stay at least 10 feet away from the animals at all times. 10 might be too close.
Yeah, a little close there. Those things can be scary. All right, new data shows the pay gap between women and men is at an all-time low. The U.S. Labor Department reports that women now earn 84 cents for each dollar made by men. Compare that to 10 years ago when women made 78% of what men made. Economic experts say a rise in women seeking education, having children at older ages, and demand of common female-led professions have all helped to shrink the gender pay gap.
The American Red Cross has seen a decline in blood and platelet donations all summer. The nonprofit says donors make an appointment to give in the weeks ahead. You can do that, and all who come to give through August 12th will be automatically entered for a chance to win a prize. A three-night New York getaway for two with a private shark dive adventure at Long Island Aquarium. People who donate throughout the month of August will also get a $10 e-gift card for a movie merchant of their choice. Details are available at redcrossblood.org. First day of school on the traditional calendar in Wake and Durham counties is just over a month away. For parents sending their kids off to kindergarten for the first time, it can be a month of worry. On WRAL.com, we spoke with child psychologist Emily King about calming your nerves before sending your little one to school.
Our kids pick up on our own emotions. So if you're feeling anxious, think that through, talk to a friend, talk to your therapist, you know, talk to anyone you need to help yourself feel comfortable and trusting of the adults that you're going to be entrusting with your child.
Yeah, the kids will feed off of that. You can learn more ways. King says you can get ready for the first big day of school on our website, WRAL.com.
An all-way stop will improve safety at an Orange County intersection. State transportation crews plan to make the traffic change today at the intersection of North Eflin Cedar Grove and West Lebanon Roads. The work will start around 9 and should be done by early afternoon. Currently, only drivers on Eflin Cedar Grove must stop. The all-way stop is the result of a recent DOT engineering study of roadway crashes and incidents at this intersection. Well, Spotify users, check your emails because prices, they're going up. The company added a dollar to its ad-free plans, including families and students. Its two-user plans went up $2. The change started today. Spotify will continue to offer an ad-supported free plan. The company says the price is meant to help bring more value to users and artists on the platform. The increase comes after several of Spotify's competitors also raise subscription prices.
Well, Spotify's doing something. Britney Spears has another milestone in her iconic career. The song Toxic just became the latest to hit 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song came out 20 years ago, if you can believe that. It is the first of her songs to hit the billion streams mark, and there are about 400 other songs on that list. But we do have a look at the winning lottery numbers here before we go to break, and we'll get a check on weather and traffic next.